B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We're starting with a story in Virginia. A family discovered nearly $1 million in cash after running over bags filled with bills while on a Saturday afternoon drive. Emily Shant said that she was driving in a car with her family when she noticed a car in front of them swerving around an object in the road. The object, which turned out to be a bag, was hit by the Shant's family car. The family thought that someone had left trash in the middle of the street. They put the bag and another one that they saw 15 feet away in their pickup truck, and they didn't know that they were driving around with almost $1 million in cash in their car.
So they run over a bag that's on the street, and they pick it up and take it?
Yeah, yeah. There were plastic baggies, and there were addresses with something that said cash vault, Shant said.
Oh, okay, well, then you take it.
They called deputies upon making the discovery. Well, they didn't know when they picked it up. They didn't see that stuff until later
on. Oh, okay.
Deputies are investigating, but believe that the mail bags belong to the Postal Service and that the money was meant for a bank. But how they ended up on the side of the road remains a bit of a mystery.
Wow,
but that's
man.
Pretty wild.
Do me a favor and pop that $1 million in the mail.
Yeah. Daniel Vary wanted to get his girlfriend a personalized gin glass for her birthday with the message, "Happy 30th birthday, princess, love you millions," written on it. But in a moment of confusion, he mixed up the delivery and the personalization boxes on the form. So when the glass arrived, it actually said, "Can we have it delivered by Monday if possible, as that's her 30th. Nice one. It's engraved on the glass. It's hilarious.
So, yeah, so he clearly, he got the boxes confused.
Yep, as it came gift-wrapped, he didn't even realize until his girlfriend, Haley, opened the gin glass on her birthday. Daniel didn't even realize the inscription was wrong until she opened it. The gin glass 100% cheered her up, he said. She couldn't stop laughing. He added, "When I was putting the order through for the glass, it came up with a section saying note for the glass and additional notes for the business. I got them mixed up, and I had a feeling that I did something wrong because I'm so dopey. I literally rushed the order as Haley sat next to me, and I had to do it secretly."
So, that's great.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
We're looking at it now.
Here's a picture of it.
Lovely, lovely writing.
Yep. An 81-year-old man is accused of killing a 65-year-old relative who died from severe head injuries that he received a month before. Alan Bischoff, 81 years old, was charged with aggravated assault of a family member and second-degree felony. Before 65-year-old Craig Lamell's death, he told police that he had been walking on a bike trail near his home when he was attacked and beaten by three men. But with no identifying information, the case went cold. Then, in April, there was a break in the case after Bischoff was laid off from his job at a major oil company. Company officials found personal emails on his office computer that revealed that he and Lamell were lovers and had been engaging in sadomasochistic love play.
What?
When Lamell was injured, yeah.
So the one guy's in his early 60s, the other guy's in his 80s?
Yeah, and they beat each other up, apparently. In one of the documents...
I'm sorry, it got away from me.
Recovered from Bischoff's computer, he wrote that Lamell had a sexual relationship, that they engaged in sadomasochistic behavior, and that leading up to and on the day of the initial assault, Lamell had requested Bischoff to assault him. The narrative goes on to say Bischoff did assault the defendant by punching him, or the descendant.
Jeez.
Decedent, the dead person.
Yeah.
By punching him with his fist until a large cut opened up over the decedent's eye, which was bleeding profusely.
Jesus.
In the days leading up to Lamell's death, Bischoff allegedly wrote that he and Lamell agreed to the mugging story as a cover for their mutual attack plan.
That's things got away from us, as you can imagine.
Yeah, it got a little bit odd there.
Not as you can imagine.
Calling it reckless behavior, the Milwaukee Police Department is asking for the public's help to track down a man who was caught on video doing push-ups on top of a moving vehicle. In the video, you can see the man climb out.
Well, the gyms are closed.
The rear passenger side window and onto the roof of the moving car. The shirtless man then does about two push-ups before the video ends. Police said the incident was captured by a driver, and it has been circulating on social media, so they are looking for the person. All right, one last story, a follow-up. A man wanted for questioning by the sheriff's office in Florida in the case of a male who dove into the natural fishes tank at the Bass Pro Shop is now taunting them on social media.
Uh-huh.
Authorities are searching for Daniel Armendariz, who is believed to be the person who jumped in the tank. A post by a Facebook group called Florida Boys Hunting and Fishing, purportedly from Armendariz, confessed to being the diver and took issue with law enforcement pursuing him in a profanity-laced rant. He said, "I'm tired of you looking for me like I'm some kind of wanted fugitive or a little tank dive or for a little tank dive. Come on now. Well, you know what, Bass Pro? I've bred fish since I was 9 years old, and you can kiss my ass about the $3,000 decontamination crap or S. Yeah, I effing dive in, but who doesn't want to dive into that beautiful tank, and who has been blasted this hard and charged with felonies? Since all you authorities want to blast me like some nasty criminal and offer awards, well, guess what? Get to work and even more, because I'll turn myself in when I'm ready. You guys have to put me out to be a drug dealing, robbing, aggravated, battering criminal."
Who drops his G's?
"But guess what? I beat all those charges, so that's wrong." And then expletive.
So he's got some issues here.
He said, "It is what it is. You guys are pathetic." And then he hit it with a bunch of F-bombs.
"You'll never catch me, coppers."
So they're trying to look for him. And in fact, the video accompanying the post just shows a hand holding a beer and displaying a T-shirt with a Bass Pro Shop logo on the front, defaced by a graphic vulgar gesture and a snapshot of the tank dive on the back.
So wow. I love and hate this guy.
Track him down, I know. All right, and
he's a hero for our times.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, a mom in England is fuming over her 11-year-old daughter's schoolwork, which asked children to define hardcore pornography, among other inappropriate topics. Children who are in grades 7th, 8th, and 9th at Archbishop Sentamu Academy were set the work in their personal, social, and health education class as part of their home learning. Teachers have asked the 11 to 14-year-olds to define pornography, soft pornography, hardcore pornography, and transsexual pornography.
Can I get my daddy for this?
As well as female genital mutilation, wet dreams, trafficking, male circumcision, breast ironing, and more. Breast ironing?
I was just going to say, what is breast ironing?
What about scissoring?
That one I'm not sure. Tribbing is on here, Steve. Doc, I don't know.
What school is this again?
It's called Archbishop Sentamu Academy. In
wow.
East Hull.
Archbishop.
Okay. Yeah. They were also asked questions about alcohol, drugs, and smoking. Following complaints from the parents.
Was it for learning, or was the teacher just looking for a good time?
Maybe that was it. The academy has now apologized for any offense caused.
Maybe the kids can help me out. Listen, I'm looking for a place where I can do some docking.
The principal, Shea Bell, said, "I am genuinely sorry if parents or students have unnecessarily researched any of these phrases and for any offense caused. I've asked that any future materials of this nature have a clear statement ensuring students and their parents are aware of any potentially sensitive content and will ensure that all materials are fully age appropriate."
Breast ironing is actually a terrible thing. They actually use heated objects to basically flatten a developing girl's breast so that they don't form. A lot of African mothers use it for their daughters.
Okay, so this is
unwanted sexual advances.
Yeah, genital mutilation and
stuff. Oh, that's horrific.
Like that.
Horrific.
Wow. Okay, nasty. Let's move on to something a little bit lighter than that.
That breast ironing?
Yeah, no. A guy that is stuck at home, you know, in the quarantine, and in that particular situation, a man has decided to amuse himself, by turning his house into a giant ball pit. The Southwest News Service reports that Joel Condor of England felt bad for his young daughters who were stuck in the house, and so he filled the house, and I mean Steve, filled it, 250,000 plastic balls.
Wow.
To make sure that things are more funny. Enlisted the help.
So even the kitchen and everything?
Yeah, from what I could tell, picture is it's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
For me, that would wear out quickly.
He enlisted the help of a friend to pull it off while the rest of the family was out. He says that his four daughters were thrilled with the result, and even his wife has come around on it. Most people don't clean their garage while half naked, but there's always one. Police arrested a woman in Vero Beach, Florida, after they got a report of someone exposing sexual organs. A neighbor told the Indian River County Police that she and her young children were playing outside when the woman stood in her driveway with her breast displayed. The woman then allegedly walked back and forth around her car with her breast exposed and is accused of pounding on a recycling bin to ensure that the neighbor and her children were looking at her. So okay. She's ripped her top off and essentially going, hey!
Listen, when you work on stuff. You work on a show that you want an audience.
You want people to see it. When police arrived, she...
Hey! Hey! Hey!
She
said...
She sounds hot.
She does.
Super hot. When police arrived, she declined to cover herself.
She must have some awesome breasts.
To cover herself.
Hey!
She refused to cover herself, telling police she was inside her garage and told them that she was cleaning it out. She was arrested and charged with exposure of sexual organs. A dog owner, I did not know you could do this. A dog owner taught her pooch to perform CPR in just 45 minutes after she saw the trick on, I guess it's a show called Crufts or something along those lines. This is in England.
She said after the mouth-to-mouth, she had a jerky treat in her...
It's an animal shelter officer, Tanya Butler, said that it took her boxer, Pixie, less than an hour to learn the life-saving move. And now when...
I don't even know it fully.
When Tanya lies motionless on the floor and is unresponsive, Pixie will leap into action and pound on her chest in exactly the right place.
Big dog's running. Big dog's out.
She's gotten so good that the animal management worker had to start putting a book under her top during training to stop her from hitting her so hard.
Well, yeah, I could see that. So on that motion of chest compression, the dog could do that. But the more amazing thing is watching the dog administer a pap smear.
Oh. Tanya said she taught her the trick just for the fun of it during lockdown, but hope said she'll be able to help save a life now if needed to. Wow, interesting. Singapore's Supreme Court sentenced a man to death via Zoom video chat on Friday. It's believed to be the second time that a death sentence has been handed down this year over the video service.
Your sentence is...
Whoa, what is it?
Yeah.
I said your sentence is... Come on!
Punithin Ganesan, a 37-year-old Malaysian national, was sentenced to death by hanging for allegedly introducing two drug dealers to each other in 2011. Wow. Singapore does not mess around. Ganesan was extradited to Singapore in 2016 for being complicit in trafficking and helped arrange a deal that involved roughly 1 ounce of heroin. They're going to kill this guy.
And the judge's backdrop on the Zoom call was the poster for Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, no. You'd think they'd go lighter if they're going to be, you know, like that. Jennison has denied all the charges against him. Singapore, a city-state of over 5 million people with a zero-tolerance policy for drugs, is one of the few wealthy jurisdictions in the world that still continues to the practice of capital punishment. Japan and the U.S. also still enact the death penalty, something that's been abolished in most other wealthy countries. And Singapore reported 4 executions last year and 13 executions in 2018. It's not clear if sentencing someone to death is against Zoom's terms of service. Texas is currently experimenting with its first jury trial by Zoom.
Hop on Twitch.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do that. And there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.